I told them what to do to fix the situation, but they didn't listen to me. Look at the mess they're in now. Ever had that in a work situation where you can see what's going on with the project? It's not going to work out. And you gave them advice from your wisdom. They didn't listen to you. Or maybe the finances of a family or a friend. I told them where to invest. I told them how to spend. I told them how to budget. They didn't listen to me. And look at the mess they're in now. My hunch is there's a few Labor strategists this morning who are saying, I told them what to do. They didn't listen to me, and look what's happened now. Listening. How frustrating it is when people don't listen to us. They don't heed our wisdom. We know what to do, or we think we do. We know what to do, but they don't take any notice. Ever experienced that? I have. Why is listening so important then? Relationships are based on listening. Listening is a fundamental foundation stone or rock of relationships. No listening, no relationship. Might be a casual friendship, hi, how are you? But real depth relationships are based on listening. Listening is key. Paul Tillich, a 20th century theologian, said, the first duty of love is listening. The first duty of love is listening. Relationships are about love, and love is about listening. I like the phrase, living is listening, and listening is living. Sorry, loving is listening, and listening is loving. Loving is listening. Listening is loving. It's not just a casual listening. It's not just a casual listening or a passive listening. It's about perceptive listening, insightful listening, creative listening, intentional listening, and purposeful listening. It's about deep-centered listening to get into the heart and soul of the person, to be in their shoes, to feel with them. To experience some empathy with them. A loving, caring, listening relationship. Listening is fundamental to that. Listening that seeks to put us into their shoes, their position in life, to understand them. What's the person want? Listening also values a person. You value the person for who they are. And you want to get to know them better. Listening is key to all of that. Stephen Covey, a leadership trainer and guru, said, put it this way, first seek to understand, then to be understood. First seek to understand, then to be understood. Understanding, if you want to understand a person, you need to listen to them. Listen to where they're at. First seek to understand and then to be understood. I learnt from my counselling days many years ago, and this was the hard learning, but I learnt that before any counselling could happen, before any engagement with the person was going to happen, I had to listen. And sometimes it took an hour for the person to unload what they wanted to unload. But you couldn't cut that short. If I tried to cut that short and say, hey, I know what the solution is, go and do this, the person hadn't finished unpacking and telling what they wanted to do. I had to listen first. Listening is the foundation of our relationships. Listening is key. So what do the Bible passages say about listening? Dear old Samuel, he heard the word of the Lord, but he didn't recognize it as the word of the Lord. And initially Eli couldn't help him. But eventually, the wisdom of Eli came through and he said, next time, speak, for your servant is listening. So from the reading from Samuel, we learn that listening, that God may be speaking to us in ways and calling us to do things, but we're not aware of it. And it's through the wisdom of a friend, it's through the wisdom of somebody else that we are aware that God is speaking to us. It's difficult at times. We need to understand and seek the wisdom of others. But then the listening to God comes through. And in the Luke passage, I love the story of Martha and Mary. I love it. It's just got so much life in it. But at the same time, I don't like it because I'm a Martha. I'm a Martha. I'm the one who wants to do things first and listen second. But I get it the wrong way round. Jesus said to his disciples, they're on their way to the village, and a woman named Martha opened her home to him. Martha gets 10 out of 10 for hospitality. Hey, you're coming into our village. Come into my home. I want to feed you. I want to bless you. I want you to eat with us. And Jesus comes into the home, and Martha goes presumably out to the kitchen for preparations, but Mary sits at his feet. She had a sister called Mary. Mary sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said, left Martha out in the kitchen. Martha wasn't too chuffed with this, but Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. And she came and asked the Lord, Lord, don't you care about my sister who's left me to do all the work by myself? Tell her to get off her and come and help. She wasn't too polite. So you know what sisters are like. Jesus said, you're worried and upset about many things, Martha. Don't be upset about them. Few things are needed. In fact, only one. Few things are needed right now. Only one. Listen. Mary has got it the right way round. First, we need to listen to the word of God. First, Mary needed to listen to Jesus. Then they could go about and eat together. Martha had said, we'll eat first and then we'll do the listening. No, we need to listen to God first. Put it in as a priority. Our relationship with God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ is based on the quality of our listening. If we don't listen to our Lord, sorry, but the relationship is shallow. If we listen to our Lord, then our relationship is built. God listens to us just as God listened to the Israelites and Moses and their coming out of in their slavery, and he heard their cries and released them from slavery and bondage. God listens to us. God knows our cries. No, God knows our prayers before we give them. God listens, but do we listen? How good is our listening to God? There are many ways in which we can listen to God. It can be through prayer. It can be through silence. It can be through Scripture, reading Scripture. Scripture speaks to us. When you read a passage in Scripture, ask three questions. What did it mean to the people at the time? What did Paul's letter to the church at Philippi mean? What did Luke's gospel mean to the people of the time? What did it mean to them? What are the truths of this passage? What are the fundamental truths about the passage from Luke? It's no matter where you are, get your priorities of listening right. And then the third question to ask when you're reading a passage is, what does it mean to us? What does it mean to me right now? God will speak to us as we listen to his word through Scripture. Then it could be through worship, just giving glory. It might be through a song, through a prayer, through a message, through a Scripture reading. It might be in the fellowship that we enjoy with each other over a cup of coffee. It might be a word of wisdom, as Eli gave to Samuel, that someone here gives to us. It can be in conversations. It can be in reading. It can be in music. Some of the songs we have here, beautiful. They speak to me. There might be favourite pieces of music. Then there can be out of the blue moments. It can be in the garden. You can be driving. You can be washing. And suddenly a thought comes to you. And over time, we realise this is God speaking to us. God speaks to us. God wants us to listen. The series we're doing at present and some of the studies is based on a book by Michael Frost, Surprise the World, and there are the five aspects, the five habits of highly missional people. We've looked at bless. We've talked about eating together. Today we talk about listening together as the third habit that we adopt. And Michael Frost says, for our missional practices, for what we do in the name of Christ, for them to be real, for them to be filled with the Spirit, first we need it, that it needs to be sustained and nurtured by the disciplines of solitude, of listening and of prayer. Get our priorities right as Mary did and listen. It's terribly hard at times, but we listen and then we will be on God's mission. It's not as though we are, God, I can see out here, I'm going to go and I help this person and do this and then come back and say, God, look at all the things I've done. I must be okay as a disciple. No, listen to God first and where God wants to take us and what's happening. And then we go out on mission as directed by the words. Michael Frost asks us to spend up to 20 minutes a day, or it can be more than that. But each week, spend some time in solitude, in silence, and in prayer, listening. Listening to what's happening, listening to God's word. It's a discipline that I'm not terribly good at, but it's one that we have to develop, nurture and develop. Initially, spend two or three minutes a week, but just spend time each week saying, God, I want to empty my mind. I want to focus on something. Focus on a phrase, focus on a word, focus on love, focus on peace, focus on your favourite passage. Lord, speak to me. Lord, speak to me. How do we know that something that's in our mind is God's word? There can be the intensity of the listening. If it's God, as it was with Samuel and Eli, God won't give up if we're genuine about our listening. It'll come once, it'll come twice, it'll come three, it'll come more. And over a period of time, it'll become clear, yes, that is a word of God to me right now. We can do it through getting, is it scriptural? Is it the sort of thing that Jesus would say to us? We can check it out with others, as Samuel did with Eli. Others that we find, people who are wise in the faith. We can just sit on it, as has happened in things in my life, and over a period of time it becomes quite clear, that is a word of God for me. Jesus today, right now, calls us to listen. This week, spend time listening to our Lord. Speak to me, Lord, for your servant is listening. Amen.